Hello.
This is Ivy giving you a call back with customer support. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
It's 78130. Who are you with?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors, and the vendor and you were placed on the callback queue, and we're given a customer courtesy callback.
Okay. The reason I was calling is because I think my account is getting charged $72.97 for some reason.
Okay, ma'am, and what would be the zip code?
78130.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am. I think I asked you that already. I do apologize about
that's
that.
Okay. That's okay. I was checking my account, and $72.97 is coming out. It says for December 1st, a pre-authorized reoccurring charge. And
yes, ma'am. And what would be the first and last name?
Vicky Casey. Because I didn't authorize.
Would it be underneath another last name?
Not that I know of.
That would start with a C.
Crisp. But that's my old married name.
Okay, that's what it's under.
Okay, that's weird. Okay.
Okay, ma'am, and please verify the street address.
4508 Klein Meadows.
Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me just a moment.
Okay. But I've been married for 3 years now, remarried.
And congratulations.
Yeah, it's been good, but I don't know what this is coming from. Can you tell me?
Just as soon as the account loads.
Oh, okay. It freaked me out because I live on a fixed income. I'm disabled.
It's still loading, ma'am. I do apologize.
That's okay. No problem.
I'm not able to see anything until this pops up.
Yeah, I understand. I appreciate the call back because I wasn't going to sleep very well, I don't think.
I don't blame you. I'm the same way. Okay, let's see. Okay, ma'am, looks like this would be for the Technical Elite X bag for the 645, and this was originally ordered on December the 25th, and it was shipped out on the 27th. And the $72.97 is for the membership to our Gadget website, where we send our customers a $125 e-voucher for the customer to use on our website.
I didn't want to have a membership.
Okay, ma'am, I can get you canceled out. Just give me just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm working on that now. Okay, ma'am, I have you canceled out, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Okay. I'm ready.
C is in Charlie, 26361939369.
Okay, I have C is in Charlie, 26361939. And so is that $72.97 that's pending? Is that going to drop off or?
Based off of the terms of services, ma'am, we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
How come that? because I didn't realize that it was a membership. I didn't see that anywhere on anything. Like I said, I'm just on a fixed income. I'm like a little old handicapped lady.
Here. And that's the refunds that we can offer you, ma'am, is the 50% if you've agreed to the shipping and handling charges, then by extension, you've also agreed to these. And the e-voucher has already been sent to the email that we have on file.
What does that mean?
The e-voucher is an electronic voucher. It's kind of like a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
And once you click on that, it would give you a link to the website, and you would copy the code, and then you would pick out whatever products that you would like to get, and then you would go to the checkout, and then you would go to the coupon block, and then paste it there.
If I got that, I'd probably deleted it because I didn't see anything like that, you know, so, I mean, I'm not going to be using it. Because, like I said, I probably sent it to trash already.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we can offer the 50% refund, and we can resend the voucher to you. That's the most that we would be able to do.
Okay, so what would that be?
Let's see. It would be $36.48.
Is what I'd be charged, or?
That's what you would be refunded, ma'am.
Okay, and so if it's 50%, then is that what I'd be charged to?
Yes, ma'am. It would be basically half. Half of the 72.
Okay, so. Okay. And then, so what am I supposed to do with that voucher?
You would click on it, then you would go to then you would copy the code that is on the voucher, then you would go to the website, pick out whatever gadgets that you would like to get, and then you would go to the checkout, and on the coupon or gift card block, you would paste it there, and then click apply, and then it would automatically apply to the order. But if you go over the $125, of course, you would have to pay out of pocket for it if you go over the $125, and the $125 mm-hmm. also covers the shipping and handling as well.
Okay. And if you use that, is it going to...
It's not going to do anything, ma'am. We send our vouchers out once per month. But due to the fact that you have the 50% refund and you have the voucher being resent to you, it's not going to charge you anything else further.
Okay. What's the name of this company?
Well, ma'am, we answer as customer support because of the fact that we service over 100 different vendors and we
never
know the names
that,
of them. We just know the products.
Okay, I just don't know what to look for as far as the voucher thing goes.
It would be anything around like discount store or it would be discount or gadget store, anything along those lines.
Okay.
Okay, and the 36.48 has been refunded, and that will go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. Let me refresh to see what's left.
Okay.
It would be, what's left of it will be $36.49.
Okay, $36.49.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. I'm just trying to make a few notes here. Okay, what is it?
It would be C as in Charlie, 26-36-19-369.
Okay. Okay, so that's the same as what it was a while ago, huh? The confirmation number.
It should be the same, ma'am.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Appreciate it. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I guess not. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. And have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
Okay. You too. Bye.